I'm heading to Fort Island Golf Club. And welcome to another Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. And today I'm not going to talk about nothing to do with the quality of the course, the standard of the play, or even the company that you get to keep on a golf course. I'm going to talk about paying your subs as a member. Yeah, this is the vital activity that you have to engage in if you're going to be able to play in this year's competitions, if you're going to be able to keep your handicap alive, and if you're just going to be able to keep playing the game in a certain way. Now, I know you can avoid being a member of a golf club by doing a terrific thing, joining a golf society and going around from golf course with a group of friends and associates, enjoying a really good variety of experience. In other words, it's not necessary to be a member of a golf club in order to enjoy the game of golf. When I lived in the UK, I was even aware of a way in which you could join the UK Golf Authority, or whatever it's called, the equivalent of the GUI, Golfing Union of Ireland membership. You could actually have a membership and a handicap without ever being a member of a golf club. I actually am not 100% sure that you can do that in Ireland today. You may have to be a member of a golf club in order to have a handicap. And I know a few people who are members of really, really cheap golf clubs, and I don't mean that in terms of the course being lousy. I mean where the membership costs a very small amount of money, and that enables them then to go around and play in other golf courses on open days with a handicap and win prizes. Anyway, back to my travel down to Fort Island now. It's just after 1 o'clock. It's a Friday. And I don't usually come down to the club on a Friday, but it's the last day in which I can pay my membership and avail of a really good offer, which is that if you pay your membership by today, you get 7 free green fees. So they're worth a bit of money. And when I bring my friends who are not members of FOTA to FOTA, I can give them these green fees, these free green fees, and they can pay me for them. And I won't make any money, in the sense that I'll, I won't charge them more than they'd be able to get the green fee for themselves as my guest, because as my guest in FOTA, you get to play around a golf for, I think it is, 31 euros. Double check that on the weekend, but that's certainly what you have to play in the week. And isn't that phenomenal value to play with a member at that price? And I'm not rich enough to be able to say, oh, I'll pay your membership. Wish I was, because I actually would like to always pay the membership of any of my... I'll always pay the green fee for any of my guests who come to a golf club that I'm a member of. I really would like to be in a position to do that. It feels like the right kind of a thing to do, because absolutely, I'd love to have my green fee paid by the person who invites me to come and play on their golf club. But back to FOTA. Crash, the phone fell on the floor. And it's still recording. Good. Okay, and it's still working. The iPhone 4S is capable of surviving a fall. Anyway, I'm hands off, by the way, in the car. So the point about this is that today I pay, I get my bonus, and I'm set up. Last year, I didn't get great financial value out of my membership at FOTA, because I joined, I eventually got to be accepted as a member in May, and I went away and put some handicaps cards in June, 3 of them. Okay, I said I was mediocre. All of them were scores in excess of 100. We draw a veil over exactly how much in excess of 100 the scores were. But I went away in July and August. I wasn't able to play in Fort at all, so it wasn't until September that I started to play again. Play golf, really, in Forta. So it has been a very expensive a collection of rounds of golf, I have to say. But there are times when you have to suffer some pain to get some gain. And I have got into the habit now of being a member of a golf club. That actually is a huge investment. That's worth a lot to me, to be in the habit of being a member, as opposed to just playing golf, because I'm, you know, one of these fiercely competitive novices who really wants to push himself. So that's it. I'm looking now around myself to find a car park. Fota seems to be fairly crowded today on Friday, but I'm going to go in and hand my check over and hope it doesn't bounce. Bye.